It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Being full of teeth could seem Halloween creepy, but in the English word toothsome, it's a good thing.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rena Miller, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hello, Ann.
Good morning.
Well, a few weeks ago, as I was dealing with a dental misadventure, I started thinking about tooth words, and toothsome came up. What did you find out about that?
We need to start with the tooth part of toothsome, mm-hmm. which I think our gut is, well, it must refer to the actual physical teeth in our mouths. It is actually more figurative than that. In the 14th century, the word tooth came to refer to the things that one likes. And I think sometimes you'll still hear the expression that someone has a tooth for something, mm-hmm. that it's something they like. And that's where toothsome comes from. It now means something like agreeable or attractive, or it can mean that it has a good flavor. And it goes back to the 16th century, meaning pleasant to the taste, right? So it's something you like. Mm-hmm. Do you ever use that word?
My thought of toothsome was that I'd seen somewhere a toothsome lass, which meant a pretty girl. I saw that written somewhere.
Yeah, and that would absolutely be right. So an appealing, attractive girl. Mm-hmm. It turns out that toothsome is not used a lot mm-hmm. anymore, but one of the places it's used is in apparently food writing. When I did a little searching on this, I found some examples in blogs and other places of people complaining and saying, stop using this in food writing. It's totally overused. There are plenty of adjectives to talk about good food in the English language. Stop using toothsome, including one who said, you know, when I was in school learning how to write, it was on the list of cliches to banish forever from food writing.
Wow.
So that's one of the concerns about toothsome. The other concern is that it shows up sometimes on lists of words that are misused, because not everybody uses it to mean appealing or attractive. Mm-hmm. Some people use it to mean toothy, mm-hmm. as in a toothsome grin or a toothsome smile.
Like Julia Roberts. Yeah.
Could be an example of. So there are people who say, that's not so great. It also is sometimes used to mean chewy, that toothsome food is dense or chewy food.
Yeah, well, I guess that makes sense. Other tooth words, wisdom teeth, they don't seem very smart to me.
Well, who knows whether they make us smarter or not. But this compound goes back a few centuries, and it actually started as teeth of wisdom, which I kind of like. And the idea was that they start appearing in a child's mouth or a teenager's mouth right around the time they're turning into adults, so, you know, 17 to 25-ish, right when they're supposed to be getting wise. So these teeth are the teeth of wisdom, or what came to be called wisdom teeth. Now, if we think about your sweet tooth, so the wisdom teeth are actually sort of your actual teeth. Mm-hmm. A sweet tooth, that goes back to that more figurative use of tooth, yeah. as in things you like. So a sweet tooth, that compound is old. Goes back to the 14th century, and it means liking sweet things, so having a tooth for things that are sweet.
Speaking of old, I'm beginning to feel rather long in the tooth, and we're running out of time. Thanks, Anne.
Have a good Sunday.